Good afternoon. This is the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Dave Jackson. Joining me for a JPR live session in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University today is the Canadian folk duo Mama's Broke. Mama's Broke is Lisa Maria and Amy Lou Keeler. They're both vocalists and multi-instrumentalists. Their new album is Narrow Line, and they're performing tonight at Local 31 Pub in Ashland. Showtime is 9 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. You can find more information on them and their tour at mamasbroke.ca. Amy and Lisa, welcome to JPR.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. You two became a band after knowing each other for roughly a day, from what I can gather, and before you each played several genres of music. Take us back to the pre-Mama's Broke days and how you guys met.
At the time, we were both part of like a traveling musician community, so we loosely already did know each other and would kind of periodically bump into each other, but more so had close mutual friends. So we were on each other's radar for a bit.
And then I gave Lisa a ride to Halifax from Montreal, so it's like about a 15 or 16-hour drive. And so we talked a lot on that drive about music specifically and how our goals aligned and our tastes aligned really well. So we kind of just decided to start playing together right away after that.
And you guys come from pretty diverse musical backgrounds. What were you doing before that?
We were both playing in quite a few different bands touring around, and in Montreal for me, I had a punk band in Montreal at one point with my sister, and a couple different folk acts that toured across Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Lisa and I was in a lot of bands too.
It was a real mix, partly being a session musician and then playing fiddle for a couple different country bands and all sorts of stuff, just keeping busy.
Yeah. Your first release was Count the Wicked. That was back in 2017, and you guys have toured internationally quite a bit since then, and then the pandemic happened. How did you guys deal with what was going on with the pandemic and the shutdown and all that?
It was really weird at first and hard, just as far as an adjustment, because before that, I think the year before the pandemic started, we had toured 9 months of that year. Mm-hmm. And then the other 3 months I was traveling for fun. So you kind of build this momentum and it's go, go, go. And then all of a sudden, that halt and trying to figure out what to do or where to go. But the one thing that came out of it was we slowed down enough to be able to record another album.
Right.
So that was positive.
When did you start working on the songs for Narrow Line?
We had been working on them for years since we recorded, and even before we recorded Count the Wicked, some of the songs were just sort of slowly built over time, and then some of them were totally created in the pandemic, and some of them were even written as we were recording the whole album. So it was a mix, but it was a slow build between the two albums. It was 5 years and a lot of traveling with very little time to kind of process and do songwriting. So a lot of it was done on the fly. A lot of the songs in both albums were written in the car, on trains, on plane rides.
I've heard a lot of artists and writers talking about how they actually got time to slow down during the pandemic to spend some time creating rather than, like you guys were saying, writing songs in the guitar.
Or even not creating. Sometimes it's nice. I mean, I put down the guitar for a couple months, and at the time, it felt really weird to do that because I wasn't used to it. But looking back, I think it was needed to just figure out what else there is in life other than music.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's hear a song. What do you want to play for us today?
We'll play one of the singles that came off of our record when it came out in May. Before that, we released a couple singles, and this one had a music video that's pretty fun. And it's online, you can find it. It's a dancing Western themed video. And this one is called How It Ends.
Great, this is How It Ends. My guests today in a JPR live session are the Canadian duo, Mama's Broke.
Thank you.
spend the whole time smoking and avoiding all my friends. I should've known then. Down at the bottom, sitting in the car, you left me on the hilltop, mourning alone, the passing of my friend. I should've known then. I should've known ugly and the sad. Honey, if I could, I'd cover up the good. 'Cause even when it was bad, you were the best I've ever had. You came in crying, swore you needed God, said it broke your heart to go, but I was in your way. There's nothing left to say. And so many lies, they'd all begin this way. A home with a garden, and I'm yours forever, darling. But you wrote the same old story in another woman's bed, just like all the other men. I should've known that. Ugly and the sad. Honey, if I could, I'd cover up the good. Even when it was bad, you were the best I've ever had. Now I know how it ends, but I should have known.
It's How It Ends. Mama's Broke is my guest in a JPR live session today. That's a tune from their new album called Narrow Line. And you can catch them tonight playing at the local 31 pub in Ashland. Tickets are available at the door. Can you tell us a little about that song? Was it inspired by anyone in particular? Or?
Oh, no. You know, it's just, no, obviously it's a, you know, it's a breakup song. Mm-hmm. And kind of one of the only very clear classic country breakup songs that we have. Mm-hmm. Usually we like to hide those feelings with a lot of metaphors and fancy language, but this time it was like, you know what, let's just talk straight about it.
To the point.
You guys have a diverse background. We kind of talked about that before. Some punk. I've heard the word doom metal when I'm reading about your music. And how do you think that brought you to folk music? And specifically, a lot of other adjectives I've heard are dark and melancholy about mm-hmm. your tunes. Mm-hmm. What brought you to that?
I think there's a lot of shared themes between the two. Mm-hmm. A lot are dealing with the same subject matter, and you know, both bring the same type of raw energy.
Mm-hmm. And folk music is always, to me, at least the music that I listened to growing up, a lot of these like old American folk music and old English and Irish folk music specifically was very much like written by and for the common people, you know, about problems that they were having, you know, mm-hmm. like the proletariat. It's like, it's very much what it's always been about. And mostly that deals with some pretty hard subject matter. So I think it's a really beautiful medium to express those sure. things.
And I've also heard you guys saying your music or people describing your music as being from nowhere and everywhere and music without borders. I was going to coin that, but somebody else did. So I'm lifting that from somebody. What do you think about when you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It just speaks to partly our influences that we've naturally gained from just traveling all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we're both very interested in, learning and picking up the traditional music from all different kinds of culture. And then naturally, that'll bleed into our songwriting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear Irish and Appalachia and all kinds of different mm-hmm. stuff in what you guys do. It's pretty interesting to hear. We appreciate it a lot. Well, how about another song?
Sure.
What do you want to play for us?
So this is a doomier one, I guess. Okay. We're bringing the doom metal influences.
Spooky.
This song we wrote was one of the songs that we kind of created in the recording process, and it was during a very intense winter lockdown in Montreal, and lots of pretty disturbing stuff was happening in the news, and so this song was in response to that. And it's kind of a spell.
What's it called?
It's called The Wreckage Done.
All right. So this is The Wreckage Done. My guests are Mama's Broke here in a JPR live session. Mama's Broke is my guest in a JPR live session this afternoon. They are also known as Lisa Maria and Amy Lou Keeler. They're both vocalists and multi-instrumentalists. Their new album is Narrow Line, and they're performing tonight at Local 31 Pub in Ashland. You can find more information about them at their website, mamasbroke.ca. We talked just a little bit about songwriting, but what's the collaborative process that goes on when you guys write tunes? Does somebody bring in a melody? Does somebody bring in lyrics? lyrics? Do you start with music? How do you? How? What's your general way of doing that?
There is no general way.
It changes every time.
Really depends on what the song is. Like, there's been songs that we've done completely from the ground up together, like melody, lyrics, back and forth, feeding it, arranging it together as a collaborative process. And then there's some songs, like when we first got together, we both had songs. Lisa had some instrumental songs and I had some lyrical songs, and we just brought them together and rearranged them together.
Maybe added in a new instrumental part to a, you know, already vocal song that Amy had written.
And then some of them would be like partially written and I'll bring it to Lisa and she'll help me finish it, or vice versa. It's like that type of, it's very, depends.
Well, today Lisa's with us with a mandolin and a fiddle, and Amy has a banjo and is going back and forth on guitar and banjo today. What were the instruments you started playing when you were first listening to music? You guys have great chops. Obviously, you've been doing this for a while. So what did you start playing?
I started with guitar. My dad is a guitar player, so he, you know, we woke up with guitars under the Christmas tree pretty early. Mm-hmm. And then banjo came a lot later, like I was 19 or 20 when I started banjo. And then I don't mess with those things that Lisa has.
Lisa's over there. We have, the mandolin and the fiddle. Were those your original instruments? Did you start with the guitar?
I started with the piano as a kid. And I got a mandolin when I was quite young as well.
And when you guys were just starting to think about playing your own music, what was it first? I mean, you guys came, we talked about punk and country and stuff like that. What were you playing first when you first started playing?
I had a band in high school that was very much like an indie folk rock band, I guess. So it was my own music. And I don't think I would ever let those songs see the light of day again, but, you know, it grew from there.
Cool.
Yeah, I was definitely playing in some more like grunge, very weird avant-garde type vibes, and some doom metal. But also folk has like been still a pretty strong vein, and you know, was playing in a bluegrass band when I was younger and a few other things.
Well, it served you well. You guys are doing a good job right now.
Thanks.
Let's hear another song. What do you want to wrap up with this afternoon?
So, like what I was saying earlier about the collaboration process, this one started literally just with a couple notes, and then we built it together in lockdown at my cabin in Nova Scotia. And it was, Lisa had come up from Louisiana to stay at my property and to write.
The drive to try to figure out what I should do or where I should go. Because after traveling so long, it's hard to figure out where home is sometimes. And I had a couple lines scrawled on a scrap piece of paper and, you know, a good, I don't know how many hours that drive is.
From Louisiana to what, Nova Scotia?
Enough hours.
Yeah,
to
that's quite a few hours.
35 hours.
Contemplate a lot. So I had a lot of thoughts going around in the head.
Cool. What's this song then?
It's called Just Pick One.
Just Pick One. This is Mama's Broke. They're my guest today in a JPR live session. And here's a tune. It's the lead-off track to their new album, Narrow Line. This is Just Pick One on JPR.
Just pick one little hurt, some if it needs to. I know weakness is a sickness and a fear is only learned.
that's worthless if it harms you.
Is Mama's Broke in a JPR live session with a tune called Just Pick One. You can find that on their latest album called Narrow Line. Lisa Maria and Amy Lou Keeler, thank you so much for joining us today in a JPR live session. It sounded wonderful. Good luck on the continued success of Narrow Line and the rest of your tour.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. And we'll have this up as a podcast later this afternoon on our website, ijpr.org. You can also find our live sessions at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Thanks to John Griffin for engineering today. And you can check out our live session with Grant Lee Phillips coming up next Wednesday at 11. Stick around for more Open Air with Danielle Kelly just ahead.